It comes in kegs.
And what's the thing that runs around the barrel, the metal strip?
That's hoops. Metal hoops around the barrel.
And what do you put in the top of a bottle to keep it from spilling out?
Cork stopper.
Now, if it's made out of glass, what do you call it?
A stopper.
And what's a cork stopper made out of?
It's made out of this old cork stuff that you make for fishing line, fishing corks.
Well, is there any kind of something you could put on top besides cork or glass?
You know, there's a wax, sealing wax to go on that.
Would you call that a stopper too?
Well, if it's a glass, then you could, it's a glass stopper.
All right. When you were a child, did you ever have any little musical instruments like this you could play in your mouth?
Harps.
And there's another kind, like a harp, sort of, that's made out of metal in you.
That's little old bugles, or something like that.
Well, you hold it with your teeth, and you pick it with your fingers, and it twangs.
No, I can't think of that.
Would you ever call it something like a Jew's harp?
Yeah, that's what they call them, Jew's harp. But now you can take a comb and do that, too.
Would you call that a Jew's harp if you did that?
No, you just call it blowing that, making music on that comb.
Yes, sir. Now, if you were building something, what would you pound nails with?
Hammer.
And now, you must know a lot about wagons and stuff like that, since I know you had them on the farm. So, what's the you have a wagon, you have two horses. What's the long wooden piece that runs?
Tongue.
It's the what?
A tongue.
And then if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Back him into that... It's two wooden things. Where you can get the harness hooked up to the swingers.
What would you call those things?
I done forgot.
Would you call them the shafts?
Shafts or something like that.
Well,
because you got to get him back in there to where you can hook him to that swingle tree.
But you hook him to the swingle tree then?
Mm-hmm. Take your chains and hook him to that swingle tree. That's the way you do when you're plowing, you know, hook him to that swingle tree.
Well, if you on the wagon, you have the two horses and each one has a swingle tree. And what's the thing that both of them are hitched to?
That's the tongue of the wagon, and their swinger tree, they got to have an extra two swinger trees if it's two of them. You see, they got to be backed in there to it.
Will that be a double swinger tree?
Mm-hmm. No, double on, be one on each side for each.
So what would you call it?
A double swinger tree.
All right. And what's the steel outside part of the wagon wheel called?
A rim.
You talking about the shafts of it, of the buggy again? Would you call him something else? The sheaves or shafts?
They would just call them the shaft, and that was the two. See, there ain't what about a little over round, about two, I'd say about 3 or 4 inches round. You had to back them into that to get the harness to go to that swinger tree on the buggy.
Well, if you hitched up a wagon and you went and you put some wood in it, you took it to the wood pile, unloaded it, went back and got some more, took it to the wood pile, unloaded it, you'd be what? What'd you be doing?
Hauling wood.
Alright. And if you were riding along somewhere and there was a log across the road, you'd say, I have to tie a rope. I tied a rope around that log, and what would you do to it?
Move it out of the road.
Is there another word you could use?
Well, I drug it out of the road.
All right.
It out of the road.
If you drug, so you drug it out of the road yesterday, and you say, today I have to, what, the log out of the road, it was still there.
Drag it to have it cut up.